I'm Peter Cowley. I'm ICT and e-safety advisor working for London Borough of Richmond. And my route into this room really came through when BSF was being talked about within the local authority, and the opportunity seemed to arise for me to be able to kind of re-engage with thinking of new ways of learning and teaching. I jumped at the opportunity immediately. In terms of the room itself, of necessity, because it's a pilot, the room's a rectangle. But what's interesting about it is that, just like any other room, of necessity it's a rectangle, there are actually no corners in here. And that's something that's quite exciting about the design. And because there are no corners, and therefore because as a result of that, you're kind of on show. If you're on show, you're on task. And certainly the extent to which students are on task when they're in here and working through whatever they're working through is really quite remarkable. There's very little downtime in here. Another thing that I'd like to draw attention to, actually, is that, again, with the flexibility of layout and the way in which students are empowered to kind of take ownership, if you like, of how they arrange the physical space to suit whatever they're doing, it particularly suits the K in the old VAK that we used to talk about with visual, auditory and kinesthetic styles of learning. And the K type of student has traditionally been undersold, I would argue, in a more traditional attitude to teaching in schools. And by breaking out of that imaginary 1.5 metre by 1.5 metre box that every student kind of carries around with them from classroom to classroom, it's quite a remarkable the difference that that's made in terms of the attitude of the sort of student that is better catered for through a more kinesthetic style of learning. Well, it's a real leveller. It's very much a two-way process. Because there's no focal point, although I suppose there's a psychological focal point in a sense that the teacher is always going to carry around with them, but because there isn't really any actual physical focal point, it's very much more a sort of democratising process in terms of learning and teaching. And students feel empowered to chip in with things. And what's interesting is once you have to kind of go through a bit of a letting go process in a way, and you have to feel that as a teacher, actually, you're a part of this whole process, this journey, if I can put it in that way without sounding too, you know, treacly, this journey that one's going through. And if you have to let go a little bit and let them take a bit of an ownership for that too, and invariably they absolutely respond to that, and the suggestions that are being made, even if they're not necessarily helpful ones in the context of what you're doing, are always ultimately helpful because they indicate the areas that the students are understanding very well, as well as the ones that you perhaps need to address more as a teacher. Because after it's your job to make sure that they are understanding the concepts and process and so on that you're trying to teach them. There's very much an extensive programme of involving certain leads from different curriculum areas in the school to act as a focal point for their particular subject area, but also to act as a disseminator for good practice and ideas and hints and thinking about ways in which you can engage students better in this whole process that happens in the room. What I would like to say is that there's a tendency, a natural tendency, I think, on the part of teachers who, for one reason or another, may feel a little bit inhibited, especially if they're perhaps not natural adopters of new technology, is actually this room isn't about the technology. It's not about, and it's certainly not about the computers. It's about learning. And it's about organising a space to manage that process of learning. Yeah, there's a lot of technology in here, but then there would be in a modern classroom. You'd expect that. But it's much, much more about how we organise the space to suit the process of learning that's actually happening. So when you've got students in here, it's like Pickford's. They're moving stuff around all over the place to suit whatever it is that they're actually trying to do.